Okay, ready? So today we'll talk about Prusbul. Yesterday we spoke about Shemitah's Kesafin in general. So this is the last year of the series on Shemitah. There are many, many topics that we didn't really deal with, but just a little bit of a taste. And really even this topic has many halachas and details that we're not going to really be able to get into. But at least the inyan, the crux of the inyan, exactly what is the takana of Prusbul. We know generally that it's the way of getting around the problem of Shemitah's Kesafin. I shouldn't call it a problem per se, but the issue, the challenge of Shemitah's Kesafin, exactly, we know that Hillel was responsible for it, but what is the mechanism? What are some of the main vehicles of how it works? What's the Mahalach? And we'll see some interesting Diyukim and Rashi and so on. So just a little bit of that. The Makar. Always go back to where you find things in either it's Chumash or Mishnayis, and then we work from there. Okay, this is not going to be in Chumash because it's really overriding what we know in Chumash, and that's the Pesukim that we saw yesterday in Parshas Ve'eh, where the Torah gives us the basics of Shemitah. We have the Asay of Shamot, we have the Lav of Lo Yigos, and we have another Lav that the Torah mentions a little bit after that, Hishamulcha Pen Yedav and Mavcha B'Liyal, that you might have an evil thought, and you won't want to lend money, knowing that soon enough the Shemitah is going to cancel the Chov, and that's an Isser in its own right counted in Min HaMitzvahs. Now, there is, as the Mishnah tells us, there is a device called Prusbul. Now, let's notice, before we even read how the Mishnah describes it, the context in which it appears, because it's very relevant in understanding what seems to be a relationship between Prusbul and the mechanism of Prusbul, and what's mentioned right before, as we'll see, in some ways Rashi merges it together. Shail is, how literally should we take that connection? We're trying to just paint a broader picture. So the Mishnah, right before this one that mentions Prusbul, talks about cases that there's different situations where Shvius is not Mishamet. Again, this is all in the last parak of Shvius, on Parak Yud. So at the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah says, first of all, Hamava ala Mashkin, and then it says, Hamosas derosa bebezdin, Einon Mishamtin. So again, not every chov is subject to Shemitah's Kesafin. This is a sugya in its own right. What type of a chov is, what type of a chov is not. The Mishnah discusses Kshar Sachir, and it has to have the status of like a Skifas Milveh or a Milveh of some kind. It can't be a Maisa Bezdin, as it says earlier. Something else. Malva ala Mashkin. The Gemara is going to discuss why this is true. Gemara in Gittin. But Malva ala Mashkin. If there's a Mashkin, and we know there are different types of Mashkin. There's a Mashkin that's taken Shasalva. There's a Mashkin that's taken Shalom Shasalva. And all that gets into the Sugis of Mashkin. That's the Sugi in Gittin as well that touches on this. But either way, whatever the case is, the fact that the Malva has already some assets of the Lova that are designated, that are earmarked for that will be his collection, his makom gviya, should the loven default on the actual payment. So if there's already a mashkin that's built in, a mavala mashkin, that would not, such a loan would not be subject to the Shemitah's Kesafin. And then, moser shtarosav lebezdim. A person who has shtaros that indicate that the person owes him the money, and he hands over the shtaros to bezdim that they will be for based in security, that they will have the shtaros, they'll be gove the chov, not him. That seems to be the halacha, and the reasoning we have to know, but this is the din of most shtaros of a based din. Now comes the next Mishnah. This is Mishnah Gimel. Prusbul eino mishamit. Prusbul is an interesting word. Gemara discusses it, the Bartanur, the Mefarshim, and the Mishnah already quote exactly the shorish. It's probably a Greek word, but the Gemara does something with the playing on the semantics, the etymology. Pruz is a takana, bull is for the ashirim, there's a benefit for the ashirim, there's really a benefit for the anim as well. But either way, Prusbul. Eino mishamet. If you have Prusbul, the debt is not canceled. The Mishnah continues, it gives us background. Ze echad min hadvarim, shehiskin hil hazaken. Hil hazaken is, of course, to be distinguished from Hillel, for example, that we associate the calendar with, that the Ramban says, Molehim, we wouldn't have a calendar today. That's Hillel Hasheni, that lived parallel to the Zman of Abaye v'Rava, roughly in the third, fourth century or so, that they were still Mekadesh HaChodesh HaPir Re'iyah until this time of Abaye V'Rava. And then if you go down the line of Nesi'im in Eretz Yisrael, past Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, you'll have who they call Hillel HaSheni. We don't have maybe a reference to him in the Gemara, the speculation, it's not explicit. There's a Hillel mentioned in Gemara Sanhedrin in connection to the Sugya of Mashiach. Some suggest maybe that's a reference to this other, we don't really know much about him, except that the Ramban makes him really famous, and the one that set up our calendar, it is Mekash the Chadashim Ad Bias HaGoel, and it's not clear if the Ram even embraces that position about the significance of Hillel Sheni, but that is the other Hillel. That's the Hillel that we don't talk about much. The Hillel, the Stam Hillel, is the Hillel Zaken. So he's referred to Hillel Zaken. He's the one that was Olam Ibavel, Ari Olam Ibavel, and the Gemara talks about how he was, he was so influential as he able to became the Nasi. When the story the Gemara tells us in Sachim that they didn't know about Karban Pesach Midoche Shabbos, and the Bnei Beseira ended up giving up their Nasius, and Hillel took it over. We know Kiyadua, Hillel had many Talmidim, Yochim Ben Zakkai, that was the smallest of them, Yodson Ben Uziel. We can go on for half an hour about the goddess of Hillel. Here's another part of Hillel's legacy. Among the many, many things that we know about, Hillel used to be the Talmid of Shal Aaron, or if Shalom to Shalom, Hillel made a takana. Ze echa min advarim, shehiskin Hillel azake. He saw his situation. He was, I would say, corresponding in historically to the period of Hordus. So we're talking in the middle of the period of Abayis Sheni. This we're talking about, that's where the Zugos, right? The Zugos start out during Bayis Sheni period. So, Hiskin Hilazaki and Gemara Avodah Zarah. Those who remember Avodah Zarah, exactly the years, how much before the Churban? Right? Okay. Shara Shenimdu Ha'am Ve'Lahavo Zezeh. Hillel noticed society was such that people were not complying with what the Torah wanted them to do. They were not lending others when Shemitah was approaching, when the end of Shemitah was approaching. Ve'ovrin ha'mashe kasev ha'Torah, this straight violation, yishamalcha penidavamcha b'liyal, and so on. Hiskin Hillel Prusbo. So Hillel made this takana, a Prusbo. It's a mistake here. It says l'pruzbo. Hiskin Hillel Prusbo. That's the words of the Mishnah. That's Mishnah Gimel. Okay, what do we know about Prusbo? Zakt the Mishnah Vayter, Mishnah Dalet. Zehu gufo shel Prusbo. This is the essence, you can say the nusach of the Prusbo. Moser ani lachem ish ploni poni adayonim shemakam ploni. So he is addressing verbally a declaration before the dayanim. It says ploni ploni. If there are two dayanim, then it's a bezin of two. If it's three dayanim, and presumably we assume it's three, then it's really three dayanim. But the dayanim who he's speaking to addresses them by name. Shabamakam ploni, and where they are. And he says, Shekochov sheyeshli shegvenu kozman she'erza, that I will be able to collect this chov whenever. So the fact that he's... Now, what does Moser mean? Moser ani lachem. What is he... He's giving over information. He's giving over something tangible. He's symbolically giving over something tangible. It's in Russian. Mosrani. Sometimes you use Masira in the form of like a Masira's Moda. Like you're just letting it be known. Like who in Israel? Hatzhara, right? A declaration. Moser ani lachem. That I should be able to collect the chov whenever I want. And this is something that the Yonim hear and they sign. So it's attested to. But the Yonim chosmin lamata oha eden. Okay. So we don't know very much except that there's a takana prusbo and it has something to do with a Beis Din, and the person says, I'm giving over to you that I should be able to collect my chov. Exactly what is this magic? What exactly is it? The Torah says that the chov should be not collectible, canceled, if you will. And Hill says, you can still collect it. And they're not going to violate the Torah. Now, we noticed the proximity of this Mishnah of Prusbo is juxtaposed with the din of Moses the Rosh Hashanah based in Mishamtin. Now, we have to think about that and the relationship. There are many more details to Prusbo. That's what comes up in the later Mishnah. It's a din that the Lova has to have karka, and otherwise, you have to find a way for him to have karka, and all kinds of other details as well, again, not for us to be able to get into now. The Gemara in Makis, those who remember from Makis, man, you were here, right? Oh, you are, Avi? Yeah. So, right, Daf Gimel comes up in Daf Gimel Nakis. The Mishnah has a case of a person who testifies Edom as Kfan Zomin in a situation where they didn't say something which is absolutely wrong, that the Chov is not owed, but that the Chov had a longer time to pay it. So instead of being Shoshim Yom, it's 10 years. But in that connection, you have to figure out how do you assess the penalty of Kasha Zaman. But meanwhile, the Gemara says, what would be if Shemitah came in between? So then there's anyway no Chov. So then it really, in effect, is saying that he doesn't owe money at all, and then he should take the full amount and make them pay. But in that connection, the Gemara says, can your person lend for Esar Shanim? So during when Shemitah is going to be in the middle, it's not anyway collectible. Does that still get subject to be canceled? And that's how the sugya comes up. And the Gemara has to work out the Mishnah in such a way that really, if you could just tell me, even a case like that of Esar Shanim, Shemitah is Meshamet, even though Bishat Shemitah is not collectible. But the Mishnah that will work out that in this case Shemitah is not going to cancel, therefore the Mishnah makes sense. And what is the Ukimta? Rava says two examples. Malva Lamashkin, Moses Shtosav Beis Din, quoting the end of Mishnah Beis that we saw here on our sheets, that those two examples, Shemitah is not Mishamit. Now, what is Moses Shtosav Beis Din? So Rashi lets us in on a secret. And Rashi draws a direct connection between that and the Mishnah that follows afterwards. Says Rashi, who prusbo sheiskin hillel shekasubo masrani lechem ploni ploni adayanim shemakim ploni, and so on. And so Rashi seems to be defining prusbo as Moshe Shtosel based it. Take Rashi at face value. That means that this is a din midoraisa. We have to see more carefully Moshe Shtosel based it. But in effect, what you're really saying to the dayanim is, I am giving you the shtaros, and we are the ones to be collecting. And Rashi goes on and explains. And why is, in fact, the case of Ein Meshamtin by Prusbo, which is most of us are based in, the Kabina Belo Yigos, She'enu Tabeyakum. What does Rashi mean, Enu Tabeyakum? I am not being Toveya. If I gave the Shtaros to Beis Din, then the Tovim are Beis Din. It's not me. Beis Din now has the authority over these Chovos. Therefore, it doesn't go under the lo yigos, and the problem is the lo yigos is no lo yigos because it's a basis. So we have two things in Rashi to focus on. First, that Rashi is assuming that Prusbo and Moshe Shtos Basin seem to be the same. That's the pashtus in Rashi. And if we're going to find Moshe Shtos Basin as a din doraisa, which we'll soon see a drasha that seems to pashtus seem to indicate a doraisa, that case doesn't come under Shemitah's Ksafim, then Rashi is really explaining Prusbo is the same thing. And the Mishnah, which says Prusbo, is really an explanation using a different language, but really explaining what was just said immediately before. But Rashi is also giving us a hesber. Rashi is not quoting a drasha. Rashi is giving us the lamdis, and it sounds like that's sufficient. Lo yigos doesn't apply because it's based in, it's not me. I'm not being tovea. That's the Rashi in Makkos. We have more to say about other Rashis, but so far this is what we have from the Rashi in Makkos. Yeah,
Yaakov. According to Rashi, how would you read the end of the Mishnah? Okay, well, the Mishnah in the end talks about Dayanim and
signing.
And Bartanura there says, because of the din there, Abanon.
That's a Bartanura.
So how would Rashi understand that din in the Mishnah then?
So one could say, I mean, that if you wanted to push back what I just said, Rashi didn't mean that it's Mamish Moshe Shtos Beis Din. It's a derivative of it. It has now the same status. It accomplishes the same thing. In other words, at the end of the day, maybe Moshe Shtos Beis Din who Mamish gave the shtaros, and you don't have to sign anything because you gave the shtaros. Here, what you're doing in effect is giving the shtaros, but really doing is by virtue of giving them the power of attorney, if you will, that they should be the ones collecting. Technically, shtaros are still by you, but by their signing this declaration paper, so now it's like they become the bailim over the shtaros. So maybe it's not quite the same level of right, so maybe it is, but you got there in a different way. But it could be you need the signing, because otherwise you need to otherwise give the shtaros mamish. Maybe a machshava. But here, Har is a good one. But otherwise, right, you don't find by most of the basis that they're signing anything, and here you're signing. So how can it be mamish hainulach? But Rashi is clearly merging them together. It's working with that mahalach, and pashtas will be the rice. And that's what Tosis assumes and jumps all over Rashi. Rashi in Tosis there in Makkos. Pirish HaKudus, the Hainu Prusbo, V'lo Nira. Why? The Masechta Shvias Tani, HaMoshe Shtosu Beis Din, V'hadak Tani Prusbo Yenem Mishamit, Alma Trei Milin Inu. So you see from the sequence of the Mishnah, maybe there's a connection, maybe, but they're not the same thing, because one is called one thing and one is called something else. And then Tosis says further, but not just that, but their levels are different. And Kinira Tosis took from Rashi that they're mamish the same. Not what I was maybe trying to say, that there's a slight difference, and maybe even in terms of how it, the level of it. But no, Trey Milininu, Umosish Terosa Bubezim Midaraisa in a Mishamit. Okay, and Prusbo is not that, which was a drabanan, and we'll have to see how that can override the deraisa to sugi and gittin coming up. But most of the reason is midaraisa. For Rashi, it's one or the other. Either they're both deraisa or they're both drabanan, but they're the same. Yeah, that's what comes out, Tosa's take on Rashi. Okay. Now, Tosa's doesn't tell us here, but Tosa's quotes this Rashi elsewhere, so the Rashi in the Sifrei specifically is darshaning a pasuk there in Parshas Ve'eh Bashmidas Ksafim that is used as a miut for the case both of Mashkin, which is mentioned in the Mishnah there in the Mishnah Beis, as well as most of us with Beis Din. And interestingly enough, it goes there and speaks about Prusbel too. It's not just in the Mishnah that you have Prusbel mentioned in the heels of most of us, but also in the Sifrei. But the Sifrei specifically tells us that most of us with Beis Din has a mocker in the Chumash as a miut. The drasha is as follows. The lashon is, let's read the whole pasuk. First it says Shamot Kobal Mashayado. Then it says Lo Yigos. Then it says, so we're parenthetic, it's a Nochri Tigos. That means that there's no, you may in fact, or maybe in a mitzvah, whatever that means, for a non-Jew to be taking the collecting after Shemitah. Vashe Yucha Esachicha Tash B'Yedecha. What you have Esachicha by your brother, that your hand has to be surrendering it and not collecting. Says the Sifrei, Vashe Yucha Es Achicha, that you have by your brother, means that you have to collect it by him. Below Shalachicha Biyadecha, but not what is Shalachicha that's Biyadecha. No, it has to be Es Achicha by your brother. But if it's by you, so then it doesn't have this din of Shmitas Ksafim. Mikan Ata Omer, Hamal Ve'alamashk in the Meshamet. So that's a drasha for the first case, because Mava Mashke means that you already have something of Achicha by you. You don't have to go there to collect it. You have the Makom Gevi already by you. Then it says further, Es Achicha Tashme Yedecha, V'lo Moses Terosu V'Beis Din. In other words, Es Achicha Tashme Yedecha sounds like it's saying that you are the one being Noges Achicha. But by Moses Terosu V'Beis Din, who is it that's being Noges? It's the Beis Din. So then again, it's a miut from the Pasuk. Okay. Mikan Amru, but then comes the Mitzvah. Mikan Amru, Hiskin Hel Prusbo, May Tikkun Olam, Shara Salam Shinim No Mil Havo, Zez Zav Amashkas Batora, Amviskin Prusbo, Zegu Fisher Prusbo, and so on. Interesting. But you have in the Sifrei a drasha, and then you have Mikan Hiskin Prusbo, so Rashi at least was picking up on something, but Tosis still holds his own. Tosis says, this is one thing, this is the Raisa, but even Tosis perhaps is Moda, that Prusbo has some Shaychis, if you will, even though it's only Dindra Bun. Before we do the Gemara, get the famous Gemara, just to look a little bit at the Rambam. The Rambam, a couple of halachas here, Perek Tes, Mitzvah Yovel, Moses Drosu were based in. But Amalem, Atem Gvuli Chovizeh, you be the ones collecting the Chov, Eno Nishmat. And the Rambam specifically uses the drash of Sheyucha Esachicha. Vizeh Bezin Tovin also. So Rashi, the Rambam is clearly, you can hear the echo of the Sifri in the words of the Rambam, right? That this is not subject to Shmiz Ksafim because Hashelucha Esachicha, but this is based in our Tovin. It's not Yilucha Esachicha. Yilucha Esachicha means you are the Toveah for Achicha. But here, based in this Toveah, so that's why it doesn't work. That's why there's no canceling. Okay. Then the Rambam is another case, which is not Arinian. Then he continues. In the next halacha, Kishirah Hila Zakein, Shem Nim Numa Havazah Zeb Ovin Mash Al Kasbet Torah Shemacha, Hiskin Puzbo, Kadesh Lo Yishamid Achov. In other words, that there shouldn't be Eshmitas Ksafim, so that people would have the incentive or wouldn't have the deterrent that they would therefore now be able to lend. Now, the Ram says something, after see the marker. This is going to be the segue to the Gemara Gid. The Ram says something the Ravid is very upset about, and this is totally in how to understand the Sugi that we're going to read in Gid. Ein HaPruzbo Moil, Elo B'Shmitas Ksafim, B'Sman Hazeh Shimit B'Sofim. We saw yesterday, the beginning of this year, right? Today, Shmitas Ksafim is only the Rabbanah, because it's totally in Yovel, and the Yovel is not the Raisa today. But Shmitas Shel Torah, in Prusbo Moaba. So the Rambam says, Prusbo, clearly the Rambam is saying that it's a din de Rabbanah. Whereas, again, in the previous halacha, we discussed the Moshe Shtosu Beis Din, it's a din that's That's derived from a drasha, so that wouldn't be more than a drabanan. Okay, the Rambam is kiyudua and Shoresheni, a unique sheet of bechal about what comes out of drashas, and the whole, all the pumas about what the Rambam means and what exactly does that mean. It's not counting in a mitzvah. It's yes, doraisa and not doraisa. So the Ramban is very upset with the Rambam and how he understood the Rambam at least, and others said he didn't really understand the Rambam correctly. But dvarim atikin. So I don't want to be careful with my language here when I say the Rambam is distinguishing between the din derabanan of Prusbo and Moshe Shtoros Beis, which he calls the drasha. Yeah, it's different. And what that means for the Rambam is a separate word unto itself. What is the Rambam's take on something which is a drasha as opposed to Mefurish in the Pasuk? And the Gemara doesn't say it's deraisa. Okay, that's for itself. But it's not the same. Definitely a different level. But then the Rambam says, on the heels of that, that it only works, Prusbo only works, Bizman Hazeh, which is Rabban. Now, most Shoros Beis Din would work, presumably, even Bizman, that Shvita Safmi is what? Is Deraisa. It's a drasha, notwithstanding it's a drasha, so for the Rambam it's still something different than a Mefurish Pasuk, but it's going to work, Midaraisa, if there's a Shmita Deraisa, but not Prusbo. Shmita Shel Torah in Prusbo Moba. Zok Deraivit, Shmita Shel Torah, Zein Mechubar, because, says the Ravid, Abayu the Amahachi, you're going like Abaye, but Rava argues Hefker based in Hefker, and therefore Hefker based in Hefker will operate and allow Prusbo to take effect even if you assume Shemitah Bismanazer del Reis. Where is the Ravid coming from? Where's the Ram coming from? Now we get to the meat of the Inyan. Again, we're not dealing with all the details of Prusbo, but the essence of Prusbo, Gufush of Prusbo, if you will, in terms of how it works, the Sugya in Gittin. And the Rambam and the Ravid clearly has different ways to read the Gemara. Could be Chorid Machok Sebastian and Tosis, Pashit in the Gemara. Let's try for ourselves to Mitzamsim just to get the Ikur Inyan. And then we'll see some fascinating Rashis along the way that we have to start comparing and contrasting. And that's going to be hopefully the, where it's the climax to try to understand what exactly is happening by Prusbo, at least with Fishita's Rashi. So we had so far one Rashi in Makis. Now we're going to have the Sugya in Gittin with an eye to something that Rashi says in Derech Agav as he explained the Sugya. Zok the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Lamed Vav, Talamed Vav, Alef, Talamed Beis, Hilhiskin Prusbo, mentioned there in the Mishnah, Tanan Hassan. The Gemara quotes for us the Mishnah in Shvius. Mamish the Mishnah that we have here, Zach and Advarm, Shiskin Hillel, and so on. Fact the Gemara Kasha, right? After quoting the whole Mishnah, as you see, Mi Ika Midi, the Midaraisa Mishamta Shvius, Viskin Hillel, the Lo Mishamta. In other words, what you have in effect is Hillel is overriding a Dindo Raisa that, according to the Torah law, this loan is not collectible. Let's just say the loan is canceled. The Malva has no schus to collect it. The Lova doesn't owe the money. Shemitah has come and gone. And what happens? Hillel says, make a Prusbo, and you can collect. How can Hillel do something like that? How does it work? Midaraisa, Shvius was Mishamet. So what's going on with Hillel's Takana? How can he do such a thing that now the Malva can collect, even though the Torah says that the Lova doesn't owe? So here Abaye says something in response, and the answer Abaye says, Shvius bizmanazer v'Rebbe. Abaye proceeds to show us that Rebbe has this drasha, Zed Dvar Shmita Shemot, there's a Lashon Shmita and a Lashon Shemot next to each other, the Shmita Shemot is a Kasa Medaber, that the Torah is juxtaposing the Shmita's Karka Inyan, which is going to define itself as Yovel, Shmita's Ksafim, and they're totally one and the other, bizmanazer to Meshameit Karka, to Meshameit Ksafim, to Meshameit Karka, to Meshameit Ksafim. And therefore, because there's no Yovel, this is how we explain Shmita's Karka means Yovel, there's no Shmita's Ksafin. And therefore, the whole institution that the Chov should not be collectible is not true with the Raisa, it's only true with Rabbana. The Mela, the Chacham's Prusbo, speaks to that. So there's no problem. It's not coming against the Raisa that really he doesn't know and now he's saying collect it. No, to the contrary. Mid the Raisa, you could collect it. Mid the Rabbana, you can't collect it. Comes Hillel and says, you could collect it, which is consistent with Deraisa. So that's not a problem. Bitkin Rabbanan, the Shamid Zechel Shmiz. Rahil Shin, how about some of this Prusbo? Now, I understand very well, this is the Rambam. The Rambam took Abaye, and that's the last word on this question. What we're going to see now in the Gemara something else that Rabbi is going to say is no connection to the question we just asked. The question we just asked was, why, how could Hillel override the din Shemitah Kesefim Dorais? That matter is settled. Shemitah B'Zman said the Rabbanan were to be Doraisa, Hillel wouldn't do it. Either he couldn't do it or he wouldn't do it, whatever you'll say, but that the answer has to be Abaye. And that's the Rambam. But then the Gemara poses another question, and that is, in fact, the Gemara, okay, so you took care of how Hillel's Prusbo can work, it's only overriding a Rabbanan. But me with the Chachamim are coming along and saying that although Midaraisa, Shemitah Kesefim should not apply today, which means in effect that the Malva is entitled to his money even after Shemitah comes and goes, the Chachamim said, no, the loan is canceled, the Malva doesn't owe the money. How could that be? In fact, the Gemara, Mika Midi, the Midaraisa, Umesham Teshvius, the Tikkun Rabban did the Shamit. How could there be Bachal institution of Shemitah Kesefim and Rabbanan? The Maisa, Midaraisa, there is no basis for this, and the Lova owes the money, and the Chum are going to say, guess what? The Shemitah Kesefim mit Rabbanan. How could that work? Omar Abaye, so Abaye comes and responds, Sheval Tasu. The Chachamim can be going against the Doraisa. We know for other examples, like Shofar Rosh Hashanah, for example, and Lulav on Sukkot, in the case where it's the first day, right? If it's Shabbos, you don't take a lulav, even though the Raisa mit the first day Ben Rishon, you have to take a lulav. So shofar also with the Raisa, you have to blow shofar. The Chum can be Oker, Dine Torah B'Sheval Tas. So with the Raisa, there's a din that the lulav has to pay the money back, because there's so much Shemitah Kesefim Bizman Hazeh. But with the Rabbanan, you don't have to pay Sheval Tas. This is Abaye. Rava comes and says, Hefker Beis Nai Hefker, and then if you look in the Gemara, you see the Gemara quotes different Makoros for this huge idea that Beis Din has the right when it comes to Mamonis to, you could say, assign, take away Bailus, assign Bailus, figure out money, whose money goes where. That's a koach that we learn out of Tzuki Menach, Hefke Beis Din Hefke. Question in Pshat. Rava is clearly coming to answer the question that the Gemara posed right now. In other words, how could it be the Midaraisa, the Lova is owing the money, because there's no Shemitah Kesefim Midaraisa Bisman Hazeh? Tolin Yovel, the Chum say, Lov is pater. Lov doesn't owe the money, Malva can't collect the money. So Rava says, Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So therefore, even though Malva might be entitled to the money, Midaraisa, but we say not entitled to the money. That's good. But what about the earlier question that was posed in the Gemara Amid Aleph and on the other sheet, on the side of Rashid? In other words, how could Hillel come along and Misak and Puzbo if Midoraisa, before the Gemara gave the teretz, that Shemitah was Manzai Drabbanan, so we're assuming Shemitah was Manzai Midoraisa. So Midoraisa did the halacha of Shemitah's Kesefim. And Hill says that you can collect anyway. So Abai gave an answer that is Drabbanan today. Does Rava, who says, Hefker with Hefker, come and answer that kasha as well, or that kasha, Rabbi agrees, you have to fall back on Abaye. So that's the machokas, the Rambam and the Raban. You follow me? And we'll see, Rashi, Lamasho, is going to say, I'm going to read the Rashi in a few minutes, that Rava is really answering two kashas. When Rava comes and says, Hefker with Hefker, it's not just an answer on the immediate question that preceded it. How could it be that Midaraisa, Shviz is not Mishamit, the Chum created Shemitah Kesefim on a Drabbanan level that the Malva can't collect, that's true, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, but if you want to go back to kasha number one, let's assume Shpius is Manzai's Doraisa. Let's say we don't make the drasha that Rebbe does to equate it to Yovel. It's independent of Yovel and it works Doraisa today. So with Doraisa, there'd be a din of Shemitah Kesefim, and yet Hillel can come and override even that. How could that be? How could Hillel say that you can collect a debt that the Torah says is not collectible? Hefker Beis Din Hefker. That's the right. So therefore, the Rabbit is Masik and the Rambam, that what you said is going out Kabaye. But Rabbi says, Hefker Beis Din Hefker, so it works even a Shemitah with the Raisa. The Rambam's answer would be no. That Rambam read that Rabbi is not coming to answer the original question. Why not? That's a separate shmuz. For some reason, Rabbi would have to agree that the Chum are not going to tamper with, were it to be Shemitah the Raisa, the Hillel would not come and override that. Okay. Maybe not because he couldn't, maybe he wouldn't, Maybe Hefker Beis and Hefker couldn't do it. This is separate shmuz. But this is at least understanding the Rambam and the Raifer. Now, let's look a bit at Rashi. Because now we're going to get a little more into the details. So far, we only had one Rashi that commented, that we saw in Makis, that commented on Prusbo, that he explained Moshe Rosenbeis is Prusbo, and Rashi adds, the Lokarbid Relo Yigos, Eno Tabea Kur. Rashi didn't quote any Drasha that, like from the Sifrei about Moshe Rosenbeis, and it just said straightforward the reason, it's not called Relo Yigos, and he puts it together with Prusbo, right? Now, reading this Sugya that we just read, which is a very important Sugya in terms of, again, how can Hillel do it? And how can the Bishmiksam the Rabbanon if there's no din the Raisa? Okay. So Rashi, Mosvani Lachem, this is the more quotes initially, the Mishnah. Eshto Rosai. Now, interesting. Mosvani Lachem. This is Gufo Shel Prusbo. So we ask ourselves when we hear the Mishnah, what is Mosvani? What am I giving? Am I giving a declaration to you? Am I declaring? Am I giving you something? Physically, am I symbolically giving you something? What's the Mosvani? What's the Mesira? Listen to Rashi's words. Mosvani lechem es shtorosa. See, here Rashi's Ramish, an echo of what we said, Rashi, this most shtorosa basin is Prusbo. You can't really dance around it. Here Rashi's Ramish saying, Mosvani lechem, I'm giving Mishtoros. Shatem tiu nogsim, vanigo egos. That you become the collectors, you become the nogsim, not me. So this sounds like that, and that's the answer. Listen, well, come on, Muki, but Rashi continues. Well, come on, Muki. The Gemara is going to explain later. The yesh koch b'yadim lafkir mamonu shazeh, v'litin lezeh b'okam sheyisiog b'takana. When there's a reason to do it, v'acham eva koach lafkir mamonu. What is Rashi giving us a heads up about? That's definitely ahead. That's Rav. That's interesting. And this is, again, we're going to see in the Hemshacha Gemara and Rashi, because when Rabbi speaks to the question that the Gemara immediately preceded with, how can there be excuse of Rabbanan if the Raisa is Muslim, Rabbi was also coming to answer the earlier question. That was according to the Pshat of the Rambam, Rabbi will say. Rabbi never came back to explain how Prusbo works. That was Abaye's answer, Shemitah B'smaseh Rabbanan. Rabbi only came to answer how there could be a Shemitah Ksav Rabbanan if in the Raisa there's no Shemitah Ksav. But Rashi, as we'll see, Behemshach of the Rashi too, Rashi understands that Rava is also going back in Kasha number one. So it comes out, interesting thing, there's a tzirif here of two ideas. Because if I ask you now, knowing what we know about Rashi, Prusbo equals Moshe Shtoros Lebeis. And why does it work? So now, there really are two things that begin to emerge, and we have to know exactly how they come together. Namely, how does it work? Moshe Shtoros Lebeisin, Dahainu Prusbo, they're synonymous, interchangeable. How does it work? So, I'm giving the Shtoros Lebeisin. So they are the Nogsim, it's not a Goyigos, they're collecting. But is that the whole story? What else do we have, according to Rashi? What's the other half of this picture? How does it work? Hefka Beisin Hefka. So what we have to try to figure out is it? And what's the role of each of these halves? How do they come together into a whole, and what do you need them for? It's then we were going. Again, I'm building it out of the sugya from Rashi. Okay, if we had a few shiurim, we'd build even better, but I'm trying to do it at least for our purposes. Again, we see A equals B, B equals A, they're the same. Rashi says it in Makis, Rashi's saying it over here. Mosimani, I'm giving you the stars. Rashi explains in Makis, I'm not no gay, Spazin is no gay. Rashi says here as well. Anigo egos. But Rashi continues, he'll come on Muki. And Rashi says it because Rava comes on the scene in the Gemara in response to a follow-up kasha of how could there be a Shpitas Ksafim Drabanan if Midaraisa there's no Shpitas Ksafim. That was what the Gemara assumed within Abaye's Teretz on the original kasha of how could Prusbo override the Raisa. Abaye says, no, it's only overriding a Drabanan. How could there be a Drabanan Shpitas Ksafim Midaraisa there's no Shpitas Ksafim? So Rava says, well, that's because Hefker Beis and Hefker. But that's not just a teretz to that. That's also, according to what we see in Rashi, a teretz to the original kasha. Let it even be the Raisa, Shmitzik Safin. That really, Midaraisa, I can't collect. But the Chum say, you could collect. Prusbo is going to work for you. Because Hefker is in Hefker. So it comes out that there really are two things happening here. There's the fact that it's not a go-yigos, Basin is collecting. And there's the fact that Hefker is in Hefker. What do I need two things? let's just see a few more Rashis, and we'll try to give at least two answers to this kasha. Yeah, two mahalchim. But again, you see already from Rashi. Mosrani lechem eshterosai, sha'atem tiyu nogsim, v'lanigo egos, kaman mukid yishkoch b'yad b'yad mafkiya, that's Rav. V'hiskin hilal delo tishamei, t'valka dav nator, b'shvias b'zman hazeh, hilal k'rebi sfiru leis, his Abai's answer, hilal zak Rebi, the amash fias hashmatas novim b'zman hazeh d'rabbanani, v'af agav d'hilal b'vayis sheni avi, as we noted earlier. But Abaya holds, this is important nekuda in terms of when Yovel is noeg. Abaya is telling us, Abaya is sheni yahol v'lohi Yovel noeg lo nogu shvita midaraisa. And that which the Gemara says in Erechin, that they counted Yovelos l'kadish shmitin, that's only not for the sake of keeping Yovel, but just midrabban and kamar, fine. Okay, I want to skip a little bit. This is a side point, in terms of Yovel being noeg. Go down a little bit in the further Hemshech of Rashi. So the Gemara has another kasha. So there's a hekesh, right? From Yovel goes to Shemitah's Ksafim, and even though it's a chovas aguf, but Lamaisa, it's a hekesh. And we know that it's not knowing if it's not no Yovel, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. That's the Amar Rabbana and the Teshamet. So what are you telling me? That the Raisa, there's no Shemitah's Ksafim. When there is. So Chama telling me that I can have a debt canceled, even though the Raisa, it's not canceled. So is Amar and the Teshamet, is Manas there? So the answer is, right, Zechu Shvias. Right, Kirebi, as we said, we're going at Kirebi. There's no Shvius of the Rabbanan because it's Hukash to Yovel. In other words, what's the status here? Midoraisa, there is no Shvius of means the Love owes the money, and the Chum are going to make a Love to a Gaza, and saying you don't have to pay. How could the lover be steal money that's owed the malve, legitimately owed midarais? So Abai says, no problem. Sheval tase. The halover says, shevu bato ain't osa mitzvah for a schova who akale biyadayim v'chi hay gavna mutalaka davna torah gom shofar beruah v'domei the lover biyadayim. The chum can do that. The lover owes, but the mitzvah he's not paying. The chum can do that. Rava says, listen to Rashi. Rava Amar laolam ben rabbanan. The prigi ad rebi, the ami shmita rashmat shvius rashmatas milv bezman zedor raisa. They don't make a hekesh to Yovel. That has to be just only Yovel is knowing. The tikkun hilul d'lota shamit. So if you want to go back to that, you can go back to that and fall away from the answer that goes like Rebbe. Really, shmita bezman zedor raisa. Or says Rava, or take your choice. Bein l'rebi the amar lav d'lota raisa. And therefore, it's overriding a Drabbanan. But what is Drabbanan itself doing? It's telling you that the Lova doesn't have to pay when the Raisi does have to pay. If I'm Drabbanan to Shamit, either way, I have one answer to both kashas. It's going to work out well. Why? Because Lo Tikshi, Davar, the Bedavar Shem B'mamon, in Kanakiris Davar Na Torah, the Makom Siog, the Gather, the Hefke Beis, and B'mamon Hayahefke. Okay. So Rashi, good, is saying that Rava is saying, I'll answer one answer that will go back and work for everybody. It will explain why you could even assume that Shvius is Deoraisa and you can have Kuzbo overriding that. You can explain Shmita Drabban and that itself is valid because you can say everybody's arrogant to allow there to be Shmita Safa. But it comes out that if we now are trying to talk about Kuzbo working, we are a bit Sarif now and we need to be Mitzarif into the picture, the notion called Hefka based on Hefka. Even though we've already been saying that when you're giving the shtaros to Basin, which is effect and effect principle is, it's your alo yugos. So that's our shayla. Right? So now let's look a couple more Rashis and then see how we can present two mahalachim in Rashi. Again, this is all within Rashi, but it's a clear mahalach in how to work this out. Mosrani lachem, this is an earlier Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara mentions principle there, and Rashi tells us, Ulkam and Hibepirkin is quoted later, Gabi principle, Shehu moser shtarosav lebeisdin. The ilu lo tavale l'bachovu el ha-beizdin. Ve'en yordim l'chasav u'kurim be'lo yigo. So here Rashi focuses on one half. Rashi says, why is Prusbo working? You're not the Toveya. Again, what is Prusbo? Most sisters are beizdin, they're the nogsim. Therefore, everything is good. The Gemara discusses, and Lamed Zayin, this is leading to the case of we discussed yesterday in Shir, the Gemara Lamed Beis with Afal Pikein and all of that. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that we started the Shir with. The Gemara wants to explain exactly why is this true. The Gemara says, Bish, Lamed Zayin, I understand. Because the Tafsir Beidina. So that's why. But why is Balchav Mashkin? The Gemara goes on to the Indian of Balchav Kohen Mashkin. Meanwhile, the Gemara is just Agav saying, I understand why it doesn't work. The Tafsir Ubeidina. Says Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Tafsir Ubeidina, the Hefker and Hefker. Beisdin, Hefker, Hefker. Oh, now we're bringing in Rava again. The Gabi Melvel, Kirby Loyigos. Mamisha Pelet, Kazach. Here Rashi, in one sentence, in one breath, the Shima Achas is bringing in by Moses Lovation, which is Purthbol of Rashi, right? Rashi is telling me that the Tafsir Beidina of the Gemara means Hefker and Hefker, and it's not Loyigos. What is it? Which is it? And not one more Rashi that does the same thing, that merges them together. Mamish can face the two in Yanin. But Gemara Gittin, Iksuvas Peites, mentions Prusbo there. Rashi says, he'll take it Prusbo, Deshu Shetame Sheshamet Shvias. Again, Rashi consistently always says, this is Moses the Rosh of Lebezdin, Sheigvu Min Alo V'chovo, Kozman Sheit Ve'enu, Dehashta U'karibbe Lo Yigos, She'enu Tovo Klum, El Abezdin Tovo Shefkeim HaYehefker. V'hem Yom Luchas. What Rabosai is this interesting combination of svaras lufi das Rashi that makes Prisbul work? Rashi is bringing in Hefker with Hefker consistent with Rava, how he interprets the Gemara and Gittin, that Rava is coming back to explain the original Kasha. How could Prisbul work to override a derisa? And we need to figure out a mechanism. Rashi keeps bringing it in as part of the picture. But Rashi also consistently mentions the fact that it's not Lo Yigos. So why do I need both? What do I need both halves? So first we'll present the Mahalch of the famous Taras Rayim, Talmud of the Biskav Rav, Machaber, also Emek Bracha, Yagat Aryeh, and Taras Rayim is on Yon Yisrayim, so it's very Gishmaka piece, and we'll say it over, and you have a copy of it in front of you, and then maybe a second Mahalch in light of Rav Nachum from yesterday's shiur, which you can see where we're going. Okay, so it's up to Taras Rayim like this. There are two Inyanim to factor in when you have a situation of Prusbul. And it's for those two inyanim that we need to bring in both Hefker Beis and Hefker for what to solve one of the halves, one of these issues, and the Lo Yigos for the other. What do I mean? There's the Mamanis aspect and then the Isurim aspect. In other words, the notion that the debt is canceled, so what about making this case different? How can it not be canceled? And then this issue of Lo Yigos itself is an Isur. What it's basically going to say, we'll read it inside together, is Hefker Beis and Hefker solves what issue? Mamanis. But you still have to deal with the Isurim. The Torah says, Lo Yigos. The Chov cannot be collected, separate from the Mamanis perspective. There's an Isur, Lo Yigos. So the answer is, but no, it's not, I'm not being Lo Yigos, it's based in. But Lamaisa, if the debt is canceled, it is canceled. So what happened to that? How can you override that? That needs to be. Let's wait till we're inside a little bit, and then we'll hold the fire. Okay. Look at the first paragraph is the Sugin Gittin, right? We saw it. He paraphrases it. Begitin daf lamid va parech mika midi the derais and misham the shvius piskin with the rodes shamit on abaye, right? Shvius says the rebbe he. The Gemara later asks mika midi derais lo misham the shvius particularly with the shamit abaye says sheva tasehu. Rav says sheva is in hefka. Pirush Rashi. The Shinuya de Rava Koi Gamkein Amay Dikshame Kar, right? Rava's answer goes on before too. Mika Midim Rais Meshav the Shvius. The Gamura Bonan, the Shvius of Zan Zavi do Raisa, now like Rabbi, Mahani Prusa, because Hefka Bezin Hefka. Vachenin Das, Vachenin Gam Das Ha Rivet. We saw before, the Ram the Rivet, that's the disagreement. The Rivet, Abudas Ramam, the Enna Prusa Mo, Elbish Bin Sam Ismanazer, Shvius Shatora, Enna Prusa Mo, Bhum Farish, the Shinuya de Rava Lokoi El Amashik Shabisof. Fine. I ain't catching Mishnah. So he starts off, okay, we'll do the whole thing. The Ikar is the next paragraph. Let's do it. Okay, hopefully you're holding enough that we can do it. Okay? Haramba Varashi, he wants to say first in terms of how they learn the Gemara, Lishitasa Masli. Hopefully you can hold. I won't lose anybody, I hope. Okay? If I do, you let me know. Okay? All right. You did the whole piece, right? Okay. They go, they Lishitasa. Why? The Rambam's Shita is, Moses Shtosu Beisdin is not Mishamet Midoraisa. Again, whatever the word Midoraisa means for the Rambam, it's a drasha, but it's Midoraisa. Based on the Sifrei, the Yushalmi, Esachicha, V'lo Moses Shtosu Beisdin. The Takanas Hillel, Gufiya Rambam, that is, Eino klal mitamos drosul veizdin kishidus rashi v'tosis. There's no shaykhs. There's another Rambam that I didn't read for you, which is mamish unbelievable how to learn pshat in the Rambam. It's key, like almost like the decoration makes it work. It's just a mamish, a strange thing. It's like chashuv. People, the more I was going to say, you need the chaturis beis the chashuv. Somehow it's some kind of a voodoo. I don't know what you want to call it exactly, but it's strange. It's not most drosul veizdin. V'hadik tani mosrani lachem. See. It's semantics. I asked you at the time when we read the Mishnah, what's Mosrani? I'm giving you something physical, tangible. I'm informing you. Ani Moser Modal Lefnechem. We say by Hataras Nidam and Erev Hashanah. Ani Moser Modal Lefnechem. What does it mean, Moser Modal? That means I am handing you this information. Right? So the Rambam's take on the Nusach Mosrani Lachem ain't Perusho Shul Moser Lef HaChovos Shelo, which is how Rashi understood it. Ela Kimoshikazam Pirsha Mishnais. He quotes the Ram Pirsha Mishnah. Mosrani lechem means ani meid eschem akach lekach. I am giving you warning. I am alerting you. That's Mosrani. The Nimtza, coming to the Rambam, is there a shaychis between Puzzle and Mosrani Rosal Beis Din? What's the answer? Absolutely not. The fact that it mentions it right afterwards, good, fine. But it's not Michada Bikserol. It's not the same in it. The Nimtza, the Eino Ela Takana Bi'alma. According to the Rambam, it's a takana b'yama to be mashe yichto bepruzbul. That which he's writing, shekol chov sheyeshli shegvenu d'loyim mishamit. Like he brings the Tshuva Saran on this, but that's the Rambam. The shtar ha'pruzbul atzmo hu shemafkia mamon. It's v'lo yeshivas beizdin. It's the shtar pruzbul. No, if that's what's going on, then it's not the koch beizdin. Then the Rambam had no choice. He could not learn that Rava's answer is addressing which kasha? The kasha of the Gemara Med Aleph. How could Pruzbul override the din of Ashmita Ksavim Daraisa? What? Hefker Beis Nefer? No, it's not the Koach Beis Din. It's something else totally. If it has to do with Moshe Shtorosu Beis Din, as Rashi is going to say, then you can invoke Hefker Beis Nefer and use that as, and explain that that's coming to answer the original kasha. For Rashi, for the Rambam, Shtar Pruzbu is Mafkiyat, Velu Yeshiva is Beis Din. If he's a Yefshe Kalafarish, the Shinui de Rava, Hefka Beis Din, Hefka Koi Gamar Abba, the Shmiz Mazed de Raisa. They heard, why is this further? The Hashmata Samnova Iker Trey Dini. There's a din of Kras Mamon Hamal, Vede Afkata de Malka. There's a din, the Torah's Mafkiyat Achov. And there's an Isser Shiloh Tvoya Sachom, Yalav de Go Yigos. So where could Hefka Beis Din and Hefka relate? That can relate to Afkar Samamon. Avle Inyan HaYisra De Lo Yigos Lo Shayach Bezeh Hefke Beis Din. Now, who's collecting the Chov? You're not giving over the Shtaris. I'm saying better than before. You're not giving over the Shtaris. So the Gisa is still who? Who's still the Noges? The Malveh. So then how did you solve the problem? Bishlam, according to Rashi, is going to be good. We'll take care of the lo-yigos because I give the notes to Beis Din. They're the notes and not me. But here, it's the koach of the shtar. And Hefker Beis Din can do what it wants with Mammon. But meanwhile, what changed? As far as lo-yigos, nothing changed. There's still a lo-yigos here. So the Ram is not going to be able to use Rabbah to solve the problem of Amid Aleph. V'abal chov eino bolet for mikorachi of chadash o Beis Din. It's not like Beis Din created a new basis to collect. El mikorach ha-mal v'shel v'o. He's not a shkirch Beis Din to collect. It's his chov he's collecting. V'nimsa shovet b'lo-yigos. That's it. But Rashi says differently. Rashi learns what does Mosrani mean? Mosrani means he's Moshe the Rosh of Beis Din. The Ilo Tav Ale Balchov Ale Beis Din. Then Yordan Lachasa Bukmiro Yigos. How can we show no? And so does Rashi saying Suvis Mashma Midvarav that what the Moshe really is in whom the Raisa. The low cabinet low egos. Vitakanas Puzbo, whom he tam, Moses to Rosal Beis Din. And Rashi himself in Gittin says, on the Gemara there, Bishop Moses to Rosal Beis Din, Tafsil Beidina, as Rashi say, the quote that we had, Hef Karen, Hef Ker, Vigal Mivu, Kim low egos. Har Mivur. So it comes out, the Moses to Rosal Beis Din and Puzbo are the same level. So if it's, you need Hef Ker Beis Din, Hef Ker, then it's, is it Dinda Raisa, Dinda Rabbana, the Moses to Rosal Beis Din, according to Rashi. He doesn't mention this Sefis Rashi anywhere, right? So for Rashi, it's all Rabbana. And all is predicated on what? Nefka Beis and Hefka. Because it's all the same for Rashi. It's connected in the Mishnah because they're the same, but the level of the same is the Rabbana. Not that it's a derivative, as some Rishonim say, it's a derivative of the Dimash Rosh Beis, but Rashi, most of the Beis is a Dindra Rabbana. Based on Hefka Beis and Hefka. And Rebbeur, the most revision is Rabbanan. The Chenkas led him in Makis. It's Hainu Prusbo. Now, what's going on here? Chod Rav Sosin Zazen. So, what is it? Is it because it's not Lo Yigos? That sounds like a Doraisa. Hefkabiz and Hefkabiz. It's not just that it's two different Svaras. One sounds like a Svar Doraisa, one sounds like a Svar Rabbanan. Make the kasha even stronger. How are they combining? They'll say, where are we going with this? The answer is, near it, the Shitas Rashi, that in what sense can you solve the problem d'oraisa? From which angle? Isser or mamon? What seems to work on d'oraisa level? Which svar? It's not Lo Yigos. Yep, but we still have another part of this. The chov is canceled. Now you're collecting it. How's that working? So that you need the svar because so that's the Rabban comes in. But for the issue of Lo Yigos, you're not going to be able to use Hefkabez and Hefkid for that. So this is what he says. Near the Shitas Rashi, the Moses to us of a base, the Mahani Midorais, Elin Hav the Lo Yigos. Notice there is a chelak that works on the Raisa level, it's not Lo Yigos. The Bitfias based in Ebem Lo Yigos. Keep the Ilo Tabale, or based in. Based in is Tobe, not you. If he has a Lo Yigos, so then Lumaisa, he can't collect it, so the chov is cancelled. The answer is, that's where the Hefkabez and Hefkid comes. Udrasha says the phrase, Nasmach the Bialma, Tosis says, but that's Rashi. The names of Takanis Prusmu Trey Taimi is two ideas. The linen etzamachov, Shaloya, and Nishmat, how is it that the Chov can still remain intact as a Chov that you need Hefkabez and Hefkab for? And that which you need that the Messiah Sachov is based in is making it that they're the Nogsim and not you is linen halab de lo yigos, the Lomani beze Hefkabez and Kana. And when Kiva Shemosa Chov is based in as Gamal Tviyoso, I'm only a shliach beizin ki ego when I'm no geis. Bitviyasa ki shliach beizin. Umiata Rashi gishitasa. Since Rashi learns gishitasa unlike the Rambam, the prusbo is mitamisiras chovus lebeizin. So Rashi can very well learn that Rava's answer is relevant for the original kasha too. Mashigin dasa Rambam, he can't do that. Okay, this is the machlokes of Torah's Rebbe. This is one very gishmak of mahalach. Let's try another pshat. Okay, what's our problem? Rashi is mixing and matching two different inyanim, two different svaras, two different things. Rashi says the fact that there's hefker based in hefker, the fact that there's it's not Lo Yigos. According to the Torah's rhyme, one is referring to the Isser Lo Yigos, and that you need the svara that's the Raisa already, you're not no gaze, basin is no gaze, but whatever the Isser. So that's where hefker based in hefker comes. Maybe we could say something a little different. Yesterday we brought out a Yisod Rav Nachum based on the other Gemara and Gittin and the Mishnais in Shvius that when we talk about Shmitas Ksafim, we're not talking about the idea that the Torah is canceling the debt, that the debt no longer exists, the chov no longer exists, there's no mamoni gabach. Rather, Pshat is like this, there is a chov, the chov exists, there is that mamoni gabach that I gave money, which is why after Shvius elapses when the Lova will come and give the money back. So, Mekablin Mimenu, you have to say Meshamed Ani, but Mekablin, Ruach HaCham Nocha Imenu. He calls it a Matana, but what it really means is like this, that what the Torah has done is created a chalos on top of the chov called Shmita, Shmita's Ksaf, and which means that the Malva loses what would normally be his right to be Noges, to collect the chov. That's the Yisod of Shmitas Ksafim, according to Rav Nachum brought out from the various Makoros we saw yesterday. So it comes out that the Chov Be'etzem always existed. And when he says Matan, just means you're not the Noges that Chov, but I'm paying it on my own volition. That's what means Matan. And he knows it. But what is he doing? He's doing a Priyas Chov. The Chov exists. That's the case. Maybe Rashi really needs two ideas here because of the Nekuda itself. What exactly are we saying? There is a mitzias here. The Torah says the chov becomes uncollectible after Shemitah. Right? And the Torah says with the words lo yigos. Right? So now, What happens? He gives the shtaris to basin. That's what Rashi says is pus. Most of the basin is pus. So now, comes now after Shemitah, and you can correct the chov. So, Rashi says like this. Number one, it's not lo yigos, it's basin. Number two, Rashi says hefker basin, hefker, and that's rav. So, what are these two things relating to? Well, think about it for a second. L'chor, the Torah says the chov is not collectible. Right? So, how is it collectible? It's not collectible. The status is non-collectible chov. Shemitah's ksafim came. The answer is, hefker beis and hefker. The chov can be collected, even though by the Torah standards it shouldn't be collected. Right? But no, wait a second. But hagufa, on beis and itself, let that Mitzias of Lo Yigos speak to Beis Din. Let the Torah, a chov that was lent, comes Shemitah, it's uncollectible. The Mitzias is, it's chal on it, Shemitah's come, it's not collectible. The answer is no. Hefker Beis Din Hefker. So it can be collectible anyway. Yeah, but the, not talking about the issue, the fact that there is a Lo Yigos that says that a chov, you can't collect a chov after Shemitah. So Beis Din should be able to collect the chov. It should be that same chalos should not prevent basin from collecting it, or you acting on behalf of basin. The answer is no. It's only in lo yigos on you. So to get to that state that you can't collect, that doesn't exist by basin. So you really do need both things. In other words, you need to say that basin doesn't have vis-a-vis basin that their hands are not tied in collecting the chof, because it's basin, it's not you. But if the Torah did impose this inyan that the chov like this cannot be collected, so chur you hefker beis and hefker as well. You know what I'm saying? Is it ringing? No, chur maybe Rashi with Rav Nachum. I don't understand. I don't think you have to make it. One is on the isser, one is on the mammon. No. Both are really speaking to the same inyan, the same issue. In other words, let the din of Shemitah be chal on beis in itself. On beis in gevir. So you can't just say hefker beis and hefker. If the Torah said lo-yigos, you have to start say a chov that beis is coming to be no-geis doesn't have lo-yigos. It's only when you're coming to be no-geis. Okay, fine. But the maisa, if the Torah says that the chov that was given comes shemitah, is now becomes in a status can be collected. So how can you collect it even as a shliach beis din? So that you have to say you have the mechanism hefker beis and hefker. I think maybe Rashi's two points are both relevant, but they're not speaking to two definitions. They're both really speaking to the same nekuda of what Shemitah 7 is all about. Anyway, this is a little bit about Prisbal, but Lamaisa, if you want to know more about Prisbal and halachas of it, which was going to be very nogea before we get to Elul here of Tavshin Pei Beis, there's an actual form that you can probably see. It's going to get signed after you do your Mesiras Moda. This is reproduced from based on Chosh Mishpat Samach Zayin, and they wrote it in English as well for the benefit of those who don't understand Hebrew. This is taken from one of the RCA publications. There's just to read you a couple of things from, there was a sefer called Kitzadine Shviyas, you can pass it around me well, but based on the Pesachim of Chaim Kanievsky, so they have a paragraph, a chapter here, Paragraph Ches and Puzbul, very interesting things that he says. Rav Shachter is fond of quoting. This is a Nusach Puzbul of the Chazon Ish, by the way, yes, here as well. Mosrani Lachem, Haraponi, Poni, 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 Adayonim, Hayoshim Case, Bezichon Meir, Shikochov, Shiyeshli, Shigren, Kosman, Shertse, Bossi, Alchsom, Yom, whatever, Nu'um. Yeah, and then he says, okay, he has here an interesting halacha that Yesh Mashirim, Chov Echad. If you are Malve, some people have a custom, or a hanhaga, to leave one chov kedei l'kayim mitzvah shmitas ksafin. The yichto b'pruzbo chutz michov ploni o chelko. O sheyal v'ache shekasa pruzbo v'yasne shizman piron achov yakodim ha-shashana v'yuchlo tova miyad, and then, because otherwise it's a shloshim yom thing, and then it can be tova anyway, and then you get to the shayla of the gemar tu ishonis in the gemar, whether a chov like that would have shmitas ksafin as well chal on it, because it's not collectible anyway. But as long as it could be chal before, and then you don't collect it, so you kind of let it become abandoned, so you can still be preserving the, even though there is the mechanism called prisbo with everything said and done, but he says there is an inyan that one should perhaps leave some chov, a small amount, that is going to become subject to Shemitah's Ksaf. Very interesting. There's some other things as well, that the Beis Din should be a Chashav Beis Din and things like this, and other Nyanim of the Lob having Karka and how to get around if he doesn't. Yes, you understand, yeah.
Isn't it like marrying a woman in order to divorce her?
You're lending the money in order that you're not going to get the hefech of the Torah. That says, Yishamacha penyucha davar, that you're not going to want to lend. So you want to show what a tzaddik you are. You dafka lend money knowing that you're going to be able to collect it, and you're not going to collect it so that you're going to let it go. You know, I don't think he means to be mekayim. I don't think he means it's a kiyum mitzvah. I think what he means to say, the way I understand it, is Kesef Shachtah, he understood. He quoted this on more than one occasion. He came and spoke Shabbos Parshat Chodesh. He spoke five times in Pesach on Yoni Shemitah. And we had Motzei Shabbos, a whole prayer meeting for the Yotze Beis Din project that we were involved with. But one of the topics spoken there good in Pesach was Shemitah's Ksaf. And he quoted, I guess he'd seen this in the Sefer here, that Rav Chaim Kanievsky recommended or quoted that some people are noeg, that they should leave one chol out and say that person shouldn't be Meshamet. I think the pshat is not because you want to be Mekayim, the mitzvah, but that L'mais, at the end of the day, Puzbo is circumventing, you could say, what the Torah said. It's akin to Mechiras Chametz, I guess. It's a sort of a harama, right? Haramas work. Haramas are what they are. There's nothing that's that's wrong per se. It's not like the Havdil conservatives like to say, if Puzbo can be done, the rabbis can do anything, right? And therefore we can go get around any time we find. No, obviously every situation has to be judged in its own merits, and exactly what the situation was that called for the takana of Hillel's Puzbo and the mechanism that you see, the lumdis goes with it, and all of that. But at the end of the day, it is a harama. The Torah obviously wants, as we discussed yesterday, there's a mahalach hashkafa to Shemitah's Ksafim. The Torah wants to create a sense of equalizing the playing field, that people should relinquish some of that natural feeling of I, it's all about me, it's my karka, it's my payros, it's my money, it's mine, I have the right to collect it. But the sense of creating a sense of leveling the playing field, and you've lost that. L'maisa, you've lost it. It's not the kiyum mitzvah, but you've lost the spirit of what the Shemitah is supposed to be for us. So in order to at least to preserve some of that feeling that I can lend money to a fellow Jew, and it's okay, even though usually your money is an extension of who you are, right? So magiyah money, right? Entitlement. No. The money can be left where it is. Because Baruch Hu runs the world. For a person to be able to be margish it, so if you have prusbo, now big chobos, you're not mechayiv to go put yourself out and lose a lot of money, in order after to say there's a mahalach and you're entitled to collect it. That's the second of prusbo. So we do it. But at least if you have some symbolic way to be able to own the hashkafa behind the mitzvah, that's how I understand this hanhaga. All right, Rabosei, so it should be a zman, a summer of aliyah, and everyone should have a good time and rest as well, and also, of course, to learn, and only smachos all around to share with each other.